Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. I am a Muslim. Islamite. Islamite. Allah my Lord. Allah my Lord. His word Quran. His word Quran. Muhammad Prophet. Muhammad Prophet. Praise be upon. Praise be upon. I am Muslim for all of time.
There is a confession I have to make.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have to say it, actually, or let me rephrase myself. I shouldn't have to say it.
Okay.
Because this is going to be used against me as a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
But I would rather happily confess that my brain does not work according to a plan. Writing a lesson plan is a must in teaching.
Yes.
But I'm one of those teachers who always evade that lesson plan thing. And I hope all my supervisors are not listening to this.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully they wouldn't be listening to this. But why? The why is really interesting. I'm the kind of person who, I love arrangements. I love order.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean I would practice it entirely all the time. I write a lesson plan, but there is no 100% guarantee that I would go accordingly. Because I'm a human being, because sometimes spontaneous overflow of feeling would happen and just the currents run without even asking my permission.
But how often does that happen? That's what matters, I guess.
That's what matters, and that's why we're having this station. This is Asma.
This is Masuma.
And we're talking about, again, generational gap. You would wonder why we mentioned lesson plan at the beginning of today's episode and how does it relate to generational gap, but we're here to explain.
About the overflow, it happens. It happened to me too. So yeah. I have been teaching for years.
Mm-hmm.
I know it happens, and sometimes it is actually a blessing. It's what students might have needed.
Yeah.
So I would like to
see
say
we're
that
two
to...
friends in here and we have a huge gap. You like the lesson plan. Yeah. I don't like it.
See, with lesson plan, you reach to the achievement, or at least you get near to the goal that you had at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But if that overflow happens every time, then you're going to fall behind.
Unfortunately, I have to say that it happens every session. Probably okay. It happens that, for example, I'm teaching them a reading passage.
Yes.
What happens is that just as we're reading that passage, I remember a story that is totally related.
Oh.
I remember a part of history which is totally related.
And so it's useful. That's great. Nice.
Yeah. It just starts new pathways before us. It does not go like useless. It's not doing futile steps. No. It's opening new doors. And I like this one more than the arranged one, which sounds like the arranged marriage.
Oh, so you can do this. I've learned this from, yeah. They've taught us how to write lesson plans before being a teacher. They taught us how to be teachers.
Yeah, we go for classes like you have to have degrees. And then at university, even if you're studying literature, you have to go through the course, which is called teacher training, I suppose, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, yes. There is something like that.
And then you have to listen to long sessions of boring. Let me be honest. Two literary people are talking to one another, so we don't have a person who has started teaching. So we can be free, expressing our heart. So boring classes of teaching theories, telling you what to do, what not to do.
Mine was exciting. Mine was nice.
You were lucky.
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
You were lucky, but I was counted among the ones who had a fault in their stars. So we loved passionate classes, but unfortunately, our professor was just dealing with theories, memorization, the thing I hate the most. He did not know anything about that spontaneous overflow.
He was a lot older than you, was he?
Yeah.
Oh, I see that gap.
You see
that? I just saw it right
Thank
now.
Thank you, yeah.
Yeah.
You see?
See, I kind of agree with him, but I think that this overflow that you've mentioned and that it's related, maybe you should have a unique class lesson that is unique to you. So you should keep a space, for example, maybe 15 to 20 minutes of the class, only dedicated for your spontaneous overflow. And if there was no spontaneous overflow, you have a backup.
Yeah. And this comes how? I had some friends who are a lot younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
At a certain part of my life, we had to be together to study, and then we had a long time, an hour, actually hours of talking to one another. Mm-hmm. What they taught me was very interesting, though they are very much younger than me. They were the ones who created the passion of looking for this lesson plan. How? Just like what you did right now. They started to tell me, okay, don't have your guards on when you're looking at the lesson plan. You use technology.
Yeah.
I was the kind of person who was totally against technology in teaching. But then what happened
means
was
you
that,
don't use PowerPoints or videos.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was that boring.
Yeah, thank you. You read my eyes.
Yeah. So, and then what happened was that they really, first of all, managed to change my impression.
Mm-hmm.
And second of all, they gave me practical ways of how to go for technology in a very interesting way, which is not dumb and boring.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, is teaching something useful in a very interesting way. So this technology came as a help, actually, to change my perspective. But whenever I think about my own experience, I just think about the gap that exists between the younger people and the older people,
mm-hmm.
and how that can be omitted through talking and through technology.
So here, first, technology was the gap, but later on, this became the core connection.
The bridge.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I can see that.
Very cool.
Because I see how different professors teach different and how they use technology in different ways.
Yeah.
So it's all how we use technology.
Exactly.
Because I know that some people
blame...
You
know, I had that guard. You see how older people would have this guard? Because I belong to eras long before our own time,
mm-hmm.
because I'm coming from a very...
200-year-old.
Yeah, I'm coming from centuries ago. because I'm a time traveler.
Yes, indeed.
I did not believe in technology. But then after a while, I learned that, no, technology could be very useful. It depends on how you look at it and how you're going to make use of it. It can come very handy.
Yes.
If you know how to use it and if you know how to devote different times in your class.
Yeah, that's true. So the problem was literacy of it.
Exactly.
Not the technology itself.
I hope the audience would know that the subject of today's episode is not lesson plans and how to teach. I hope you can get the idea that this is just an example and you can apply it on every other things. Like, I remember before the time of the COVID, which was very difficult, many grandparents did not know how to use technology.
Yeah, even a simple phone call, they didn't.
And they were against it. And that created a really huge gap in between different generations, like the grandparents and their grandchildren.
Yeah.
What happened was that awful time created a moment for bridging.
Forced them to use it.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was there, but they did not use it.
Yeah.
Look at what happened today. You cannot take the cell phones off from your grandparents.
Yeah.
Now
they know how to use
now
it.
Now they know how addiction works.
Yeah. Now they use it very
exactly.
well. They might even don't know how to read some words mm-hmm. of, you know, the new technology and stuff, but they know how it works.
Exactly. So I do believe that technology, if we return to the main discussion of today's episode, which was, is technology widening the gap between different generations or no? I would probably think that no.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not now.
Yeah, not now.
Not
at
now.
First, yes.
Yes.
I would say at first, yes, because back then, when, for example, only kids and teenagers were using computers,
mm-hmm.
like I'm talking way before a laptop, when there were big PCs and people were new to,
probably,
you know.
Probably 30 years ago.
Yeah, so back then, it was a bit hard.
Yeah, it was.
Parents would have no idea what their kids are doing. They didn't know if their kids is doing, I don't know, drug business on the phone or on the, you know, the computer, or are they doing something studious?
Yeah.
But like gradually, now also parents know, kids are also aware. So I think if now someone wants to blame mm-hmm. technology, they're probably not using it well.
And they would be texting their grandparents, even their parents, like they can share every second of their life with their parents if they are far away.
Mm-hmm.
So I think things have changed for the benefit of both sides.
Yes.
The previous generation and the coming generation.
And the more that we go, it's getting better and better, because back then it was only texting. Now we can also voicemail and everything. So that's great. So all those grandparents that, you know, they're so old and they don't know English maybe, or they don't know the phone language, they just need to remember the icons and the figures, and they're good. I'm receiving messages from them.
Yeah. So as you can see, this gap, this whole gap that we even previously talked about it on a different session, I remember we started talking about the generational gap, and we said that sometimes parents cannot read your mind.
Yeah.
And even if you tell them out loud, they would not understand it. So there's always this problem, but there are ways to dissolve it. There are ways to digest and swallow that gap which exists right there. One of them could be technology. One of the ways. And you can see that. Why? Because right now, for example, I can see it in my mom. Before, probably, she had some certain notions about youngsters. Like, you see, they are reckless. Like,
yeah,
they cannot
lazy.
Decide their way. But right now, she can realize that, okay, this wasn't only my child.
Everyone was doing that.
Everyone was dealing with this. So probably now she can have a better understanding of her children. Now she can realize, she can put herself in our place.
And it's very interesting how they are using it right now. I see my mom checking home remedies, recipes.
Yeah.
It's just, they have found their own way of using it too. So now I hear it way less than, oh, Masuma, you're always on your phone, because
you see?
Guess who else is on her phone? Mommy.
I have to tell my mom.
Yeah, mommy, please. How
Don't
about
you want
trying
to
that recipe?
It? Yeah. Don't you want to practice that recipe?
Yeah, with all due respect.
I hope they're listening. Anyway, so this is just one example, by the way. So the gap concept that exists there, I think in past, yes, it was a real thing. But right now, not that it doesn't exist. It exists, but there are ways.
Yeah, it's less severe.
To cross it.
Yeah, it is. Because now they have to use it too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really nice that we would stop thinking that there is so much gap.
Mm-hmm.
Because now that we see that they are also using what we have been using, the gap has
decreased. So here's the trick.
Yeah.
I found it right now. I remember there was a time when youngsters had problem with their parents, just as you mentioned.
Yeah.
Why do you use your cell phones a lot? Why don't you put it aside? Come on, come back to the family.
Let's go out, read books.
Yeah, yeah. But then what happened? After the, you know, the situations and the environment, they had to use it themselves. So now they don't get to pull your leg and tell you, come on, what's this? What are you
what are you
dealing
doing?
With? What are you doing? Why are you having your cell phone all the time in your hand? Now they can tell you this thing. Why?
Because now we have brought them to our path too.
Exactly.
Now we're on the same ship.
Yeah, we are in the same boat, and we are going through the same path. So the trick is that whenever you see your parents do not see your perspective, try to bring them exactly in your own place.
Yeah, make them addicted to your own addiction.
Yeah, this is one of the strategies we taught you today.
So cool, yeah. Use them.
Yes, you can use it in your everyday life. And still, I don't like lesson plans as much as others, but I have found my ways.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I love them. No, I love my lesson plans. They're amazing.
So coming back to the very beginning of today's episode of how we started our way into the gap that is there, we always have a guard, but this guard does not have to stay there.
Yeah.
We can forget about it, create a bridge, and cross different roads and fill the gap.
And once you lower your guard, you're going to make great use of that thing.
And this way, I think today's episode of Youth Station is done. Still, we, of course, would have a lot more to share on this gap, probably having different perspectives. But right now, this is all that we had for today. Until another episode, take care of yourself. Wassalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I will tell you, dear youth, that the future belongs to you. By Allah's favor, you, dear youth, will see that day, and you will hand down your sources of pride to the future generations. Greetings, be upon you and Allah's mercy and blessings.
And inshallah, we will continue talking about this.
We'll discuss that inshallah in the next session. Wassalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And don't go away.
We will continue this very essential topic with our great youth.
Wassalamu alaikum. Wassalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.